That's why you beady-eyed.
The upper room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGIS Radio Network dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Thirst quench and chill kind of average and oldie but goodie, but it could never be the average. Guzzle it, sip it, let it flow, you know the steez. We're gonna have a hell of a time with drinks like these.
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 good and tall.
It's your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time slot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sallow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a deal with a doobie.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network. Network.
Why, you beady-eyed.
The upper room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TJRS.
No, J. We've got this. Come on, ladies. Let's show them what we're working with.
I think that I'm in love.
Welcome to Ladies First Radio on the TJRS Radio Network.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Ladies First Radio Show. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Princess Adelia, and our co-host, my co-host tonight is going to be Rick. So I think she's here.
Mom, yes, she I'm here. How you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm absolutely awesome. Tonight, Mom's a little dominant. She has to work, so she's not going to be here. So Patricia and I are going to handle this thing and do what we do. How are you tonight, Richard?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am fabulous, and I am definitely looking forward to your topic that you suggested tonight. And we're talking about being single. Being single, is that the thing to do? And I want you to elaborate before we go to our first break, Rich Sister. What do you mean when you're talking about is it fun being single? Talk about
this actually a topic that was posed by Mom's Little Donis to us a couple weeks ago, and I just thought it was a great one to tackle tonight. The topic for tonight is single and happy. If you knew you would have to be single for the rest of your life, could you be happy? Does everyone need to be with someone in order to live a fulfilled life?
And you know what, Richard said, and that's what I want everybody to understand. I want you to, that's a real, real, really important question. Because unfortunately, you know what, people feel like they find happiness through the person. It's like they feel like they won't be happy until they find somebody, as opposed to just understanding that they are happiness. Therefore, anybody that they're with, they should be an asset to who they, to what they already are, what they realize themselves to be. How do you feel about being happy? Are you happy single? Tell the truth. Are you a happy single person?
Well, do you sometimes go through rough patches? Yeah, that can happen, but mainly that can happen when you too much looking over in other people's fences and you thinking, oh, all my friends are getting married, all my family members are married. That's a lot of what can trip you up, seeing other people and their relationships. But there is, you can be single and happy, because
absolutely.
I tell you, you're not happy by yourself. You sure not gonna be happy by yourself,
Go ahead.
No, I'm done.
You go ahead. You're done. Okay. Well, this is the thing. This is a quote I wrote. I say this all the time. Once you become self-empowered, the mirage of love will fade and the reality of love will become your only tolerance. Unfortunately, there are so many people who do not understand who they are. They're not happy in their own skin. Take away all the titles, the isms, and the schisms, and they're confused, miserable, etc. And you know what? I'm going to tell you a scripture. I have to say that not too long ago, I could think about my future collage, how I'm going to be when I retire and all of this. It did not include a man. I was happy by myself. And it came to a point that I had become so comfortable with myself that I was able to also acknowledge that, a man would be good if that's fine. But if it's not, I'm still good by myself because I realized that I am love and I'm comfortable with me. Myself, I can go to the movie and have a great time. I can make plans for the day, and it only includes me, and I'm happier than the lark. I'm like, okay, this is great. I'm going out with myself today. We're gonna take a little break. I think it's break time because the music has stopped, and Jay has. I believe we're going along this line. It's our first song break time. So we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. Rich Sister and I, we are going to continue our discussion on being single and happy. And maybe we'll give you some tips on how to really capitalize on this whole scenario. What do you think, Rich Sister?
Oh, wait a minute. Say it. You lost me. I'm thinking you're going. Say that one more time. Say that one more time. Just say it one more time.
Okay. I would say that when we come back, we're going to talk about being single and happy.
Yeah.
And we're going to, offer some tips, too, on how to really capitalize on a single life, the growth of you. What does it really mean for you to have an opportunity to grow by yourself? Right? Right.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back after this. Jay, take us out of here. We'll be right back. All right. Jay is not taking us out of here. I think we've just lost the board. Rick Sister?
I'm still here. I'm still here.
Well, then we're going to go ahead and talk. I think Jay, I think he's lost connection.
Yeah. Yeah, we can just continue to talk. But definitely I want to, we're going to continue. I definitely want to, I'll start with, I pulled up a few verses that I definitely want to read that really fit our topic tonight.
Okay.
You know, just to kind of definitely give you that biblical perspective. In the book of Philippians. Yeah, it can apply to that. It can apply to that. So I'm going to read from the book of Philippians. I'm going to read in chapter 4, verses 10 through 13. I mean, this can apply to just any area of your life, but this definitely fits in the category of what we're talking about, single and happy. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. How I praise the Lord that you are concerned about me again. I know that you've always been concerned about me, but you didn't have the chance to help me. Not that I was ever in need, for I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. Like I said, that was Philippians 4, 10 through 13. Still there, Dr. Princess? Okay, she's dropped out, so we'll just continue. So like I said, I just read to you Philippians 4, 10, and 13. You can do everything through Christ that strengthens you. So we look at this topic saying, can you
be
single?
Yes, I was just talking away and didn't realize.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, they don't hear me.
No, I didn't hear you until now.
Well, that's wonderful, but you said, just like you said, that you can do everything through Christ. And the bottom line is, we have, and that Christ self, if you would, is who we are inside. That's our essence as spirit beings, powerful spirit beings, created with infinite ability to transform our lives and also inspire others to do the same. But first, we've got to get ourselves together. You know what happened, Rick Sister? Many people don't take time to get to know who they are. And as a result of that unfortunate happening, they look for discovery of themselves in somebody else, and they don't know who they are first. So they never come to a place of true happiness.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you got to, they always look towards somebody else because we get the concept of, I need somebody to complete me. No, you know, the both of you got to be whole people first. It's not no half a person and then half a person makes a whole person. No, you got to be two whole people coming together. You know, you got to be whole
within
yourself.
I think that's one of the biggest myths. The 50-50 rule. I'm bringing 50 and you're bringing 50. It's like, no, 100
and
100.
That's 100
and 100. And who said 100 was the limit when there's all those numbers? You know what I'm saying? It's wonderful when it just is. When it just is what it is and there is no numeric value to it. It just is what it is. Therefore, it is infinite, you know? So that's what I think our goal is at first. To be clear with who we are personally so that we can appreciate we can appreciate a partner once we are together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How long have you been single?
Since time began. I never been
married. You've never had a boyfriend, Richard?
Well, not nobody who I would really say that I was steady with. Let's just say I dealt with folks, and I'll leave it like that. But not nothing that I would call really, really a boyfriend, really. Not in my opinion.
Really?
So, you know. Yeah. Ain't got nothing to lie about.
But you know what I say? I say that is an opportunity for you to discover what it is in its infinite sense, and you bypass all of the mess. You know how many people, I'm sure you probably know a whole lot of people that have been in relationships and they sure didn't make it, right? They've been divorced and been through about 5-10 of them.
Yeah, but I wasn't, I didn't have some mess, trust me. I didn't bypass nothing. I had some mess. But it's just thank God my case of mess didn't last for too long. But yeah, it's just one of those things, like I said, you really gotta be whole within yourself. And it can get hard sometimes because, you know, sometimes in life, singles tend to get put into a box. This single box, you know, especially when I think about, like, maybe, like, say, for example, like, definitely in a church situation, like, it's sometimes, like, we're in this single box and can't come out. That's where it can kind of get tough for singles. You know, sometimes it may be, or maybe even family and friends do this to you. Come on, y'all all have that one family member, that one friend that comes to you all the time. Talk about, are you married? Well, you ain't married yet? You know, you have that one person in your life trying to, they're like your permanent Cupid. Where they always trying to fix you up every chance you get. Sometimes it's the people in our lives that make it hard for us to be single. You know, some people treat singleness as a disease. Well, you in your life may be guilty. Oh, you back?
Oh, no, I'm listening. I'm just listening to you. I'm here.
I'm sorry. It went so quiet. I thought you muted yourself.
Oh, no, I'm here. I'm just, you know, sometimes I'll put myself on mute because I'm trying to hear you. You know me.
See,
I'm always doing
so
a million
quiet.
Things.
Quiet. That's why I thought you were on whether you were on mute or dropped off. I didn't know.
Okay. No, I'm here. No, go ahead. I'm listening to everything that you're saying. I just don't want there to be any background noise. That's all.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, it can be the people in our lives, our family members, friends. See, like I said, you always have that one person. They like your permanent Cupid. always wondering why you're not married yet, why this, why that. So, of course, that can be tough.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I know a lot of single women and single men. And you know what I think? You know, when I see people that are single, you have a lot of them who are in their whole single state. They're desiring to be out of the single state, so they never have an opportunity to capitalize on all of the great benefits and opportunities that life offers us in the single situation. And that is for self-discovery. That's why when we get into relationships and then the stuff flops and we're like, I can't ever see a relationship. It's like, because we never allowed yourself to grow. So single is beautiful, guys. You got to capitalize on it. Don't worry about all the other extra stuff. Be single as long as you can so that you can enjoy it, so that when it comes the time for you to ignite with somebody and do what you do, hey, you're all together. You got it. You got it down.
Oh, yeah.
I've enjoyed single life. What is that song?
Yeah.
You are living single. It might kind of work. How's it go? I'm glad
right.
I got my
right.
I'm
single.
Love it.
Right. Yeah, because it's
single. What is it? I don't know how it goes, but I love that song. Because I'm telling you one thing, I believe I love single life.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it's your time to really learn, like you said, about you. And you have all the time in the world because you're not married and have kids. You have all the time in the world to do what you want to do, you know, and enjoy your life. I mean, you ain't got to, you know, it's not until you're married where you have to focus on, you know, like your family and all that and taking care. But, in this time of singleness, hey, you're free to do what you want and, you know, really focus on the things of God and just everything else that's going on in your life. And, you know, it's a good thing. So we definitely welcome anybody who would like to call in and share about this topic. Please call in. The call-in number is area code 347-850-1272. If you'd like to feel free, if you're listening, please call in and share your thoughts on happy and single, okay? And what do you think about the question that was posed tonight? Once again, call-in number is area code 347-850-1272.
Absolutely. That is so right. We want them to call in and we can get this conversation going. But you know what, my sister, I'm going to tell you, there are so many people that are so unhappy being single. They're probably listening to us and thinking, they must be really crazy. And they're thinking, some people really think that it's just not possible to be happy by yourself. When in fact, it's so possible, if that's what you choose to do, you can do it and do it well. And it's the best time. And you know what I'll say? It's better for you to be by yourself, to experience that moment by yourself, cultivate who you are for a while before you get with somebody. When you can get to the point where somebody is they're trying to go out with you and all you can think about is hanging out with yourself, then I say you're ready to kind of ignite with somebody. You're getting there. But until you love you and you can, and until the time that you can actually spend time with you and look forward to you, I think you need to hold off a little while for self-discovery.
Yeah.
What do you think, Richard?
Yeah, because too many cases where people got married really young, definitely in that case when you think about that, and then they grow up and, then they want to talk about, well, we grew apart because, well, not necessarily you grew apart. You didn't know yourself then, you know. When you're getting married in your early stages of life, you really didn't know yourself. So that's why it's really good to really, before you enter any relationship, take that time to really, like you said, get to know you and who you are.
That is important.
That
that's
you
important.
Are. Yeah. So true.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I'm
it
going
is.
To, well,
go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead. You go ahead and say what you were going to say, and I'm gonna chime in after the break, because I want us to, I want to share something that's online about single life. I want to hear, because, you know, Google will tell you everything. Google will tell you what you need to know, what you don't need to know, and how to do it. So
right.
I Googled, how do you live, I Googled, how do you live single? Like, what's the benefits of being single, okay? So that's what we're going to talk about when we come back from break. And I think, you know, that's a shame. We've been doing the show for about 5 years. I can't remember if it's 8:25 or 8:30 that we do our breaks. But we're going to do it, and we're going to make it happen. Definitely. Definitely. You know, sister, I date, but I've been, like, technically not in, like, a full-fledged relationship since 2006. And it's been fun being alone. And I never thought about it. I'm not a 40-something year old that's thinking, oh, I gotta have a man or else my life's gonna be a disaster. But I'm grateful for that. It doesn't mean cocky, and I want women to understand, it doesn't mean that you're being cocky or anything like that. It just means that you are happy with you. And if you're not happy with you, then you being with somebody could potentially be 9 times out of 10 the disaster of life. You just should just be alone, you know, instead of trying to discover yourself. But, you know, life always plans for the maturity of time, and all things work together for the good. So at some point, you know, you may be able to work it out with or while you're in a relationship with someone, but it doesn't mean that it was a perfect scenario for you. But, hey, there's life is growth and development. You know, what do you think?
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah, that's the whole of life. It's a process. It's a total process, the whole of life. We grow and we learn each and every day. And Lord knows for the majority of us, when it's eventually our time to be married, you know, definitely if you want to be married, it's all good. But you definitely want to just take that time, as we've been discussing before, to just have that single grow and get into the things of God. What, you know, definitely get so, just know you. Just really getting to know you and what you're about, you know. Because you got to, like I said, you got to be that whole person, you know. There's no half and half make a whole. You got to be two whole people coming together. You know, we can't look too much to the other person to make us happy. We begin these relationships when we're not there, and we like thinking another person is going to make us happy. That's not
the case. Absolutely.
Can't be your
everything. Absolutely. That is so right, Rich Sister. And listen, guys, we're going to come right back. We have a break. We have the fitness and health corner, and then we're going to have the moment of inspiration by yours truly. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back after this. We're going to talk about, is it easier for a man to be single or a woman to be single? Let's talk about that when we get back.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
It's the newest show on the TJRS Radio Network. Join Kathleen Williams.
You mentioned the pool. So that means my house, if I'm looking at mortgages, when you say a pool, you mean like my house and Jane's house and George's house, and the mortgages from all these houses are piled up together and sold on Wall Street.
And Jay Rao.
And my question is this. I used to be in the mortgage business. And what I want to know is,
that when you start talking about these things, now you guys really and truly believe that the subprime mortgage industry had a lot to do with where we are now in this failed state. Am I correct in assuming that?
My fall was that I was made new again. I was restored in prison. And that's how far I had to get. That's what it took. It took me to be arrested. It took me to sit in that cell.
Oh, you were arrested for that? For the physical violence?
Yes, I was.
They knew where we were coming from. We both were in a really bitter, disgruntled state. But, and really had given up on love.
Adam, where art thou? Sunday nights, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the TGRS Radio Network.
The following fitness tip is not for the weak of heart. If you haven't been exercising regularly, do not attempt this until you've built up your stamina.
Hi, this is Mom to Little Donna's with your fitness and health tip for the week. I've heard so many women tell me they're just way too busy to exercise. What's really lacking is a true desire to commit to a healthy lifestyle change. Just 20 minutes a day can be a positive change in your life. For women, a 20-minute strength training course can strengthen your lower back, especially if you've had children, boost your metabolism to burn fat, and fight aging. Just 20 minutes a day builds muscle and reduces weight. So if you're complaining about carrying too much weight, stop whining and get moving. This information can be found at www.womenfitness.net.
I was just walking away. I didn't even know, I was muted too, huh?
Yeah,
okay.
I just got muted back on because I see Jay dropped out of the chat room, so I thought he got disconnected or something.
Oh, wow. Well, I just want to say welcome back in. I guess everything I said a few minutes ago, it wasn't heard. But you're listening to the Ladies First Radio Show, and Mom to Little Donna, she's not in tonight, so I am the host for tonight, Dr. Princess Adelia, and my co-host tonight is Rich Sister. Hello, hello, how are you, my girl?
I am doing great tonight. How are you?
I am doing absolutely awesome, and we're talking about being single and happy. And I'm telling you, boy, it can be hard out here for a sister, okay? But it's so important.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not saying that you don't have your difficult moments. I mean, you know, I think we all been through some difficult times. So
yes.
You just gotta just trust and believe that, you know, God just wants the best for you, and He will bless you with that significant other in due season. Because you sure don't want to sit up there and get desperate and pick. And pick your own. You don't want to get desperate. So, and pick the man that God did not intend for you to be with. So,
I'm telling
please
you,
know, I'd rather be single. I'd rather be single than married and alone. That's got to be the worst kind of alone, when you're married and feeling alone.
And do you know how many people are like, the people end up getting with people that yield them no, they don't find fulfillment in their relationship, because honestly, if you're in a relationship and you're not finding fulfillment, that's because you don't have you together. You didn't take time to get you together so that you would attract the thing that was that was greatest for you at that time. Or it's just, and not or, I could say and or, you are growing, and as you're going through your own personal development and growth, you're going to have experiences in certain scenarios in relationships that will present itself to you so that you can grow and find out the greater truth of you. Yeah, so you'll have some relationships that they are literally only there for your own purging, okay? So you're in a relationship and it's like, okay, you've got some things that you need to work on. So that relationship shows you what you need to work on. And it will kind of put you through a test. But as you go through this test, the objective is to grow. Go ahead.
Yeah, it definitely, just ignoring the red flags about the other person. Don't get me started with that. When you see it's wrong, we're all given the red flag sign, or that good old, like they say, women's intuition. But
yeah.
Oh well, you'd already booked the hall and paid for the dress and gave and gave the deposit to the caterer and sent out the invitation, so you're gonna go ahead with it.
Yeah.
Know?
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. You know, I wanted to share something with Sister that I had written just the other day, actually. And it's called Treasures. And I wanted to share this as for my moment of inspiration tonight. I'm just going to share this piece. So treasures are rare and even more rare to be found. True love is the greatest treasure and the most difficult to be found. Most times, treasures are near and overlooked, as many search and search for the rare treasure. Oftentimes, for whom the treasure was for, they never find it. If you found a treasure, would you cherish it, embrace it, appreciate it, respect and love on it, or would you let it go with the possibility of never finding it again? And I ask this question, I pose this for many to ask, what would you do if you found a treasure? But then I have to say to myself, a more important question is, would you even be able to realize that there is a treasure in your space, or are you so not developed yourself where you can't even recognize the treasure, that you can't even see it? Because the bottom line is, if you're not together, you can't see a treasure if it was sitting on your nose and had wings and it was putting its wings over your eyes, because you're not together. It's so important for us to come to that place of personal self-awareness and development so that we can really enjoy and have even an understanding of what happiness truly is. And that's the moment of inspiration for tonight. Absolutely.
That's
so
awesome.
Sister. Yeah. Thank you.
That's awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. It's so important. It's so.
So, yeah, so you think about that. Are you single and happy? Can you be single and happy? I mean, if, like the question was posed, if you knew you would have to be single for the rest of your life, could you be happy? Does everyone need to be with someone in order to live a fulfilled life? Like I said, any comments you have about a topic, please feel free to call in. Call in number is area code 347-850-1272. Once again, that number, area code 347-850-1272. Or definitely, you come on the show page, feel free to make your comments in the chat room as well. So this is
yes. Yes, it is. I love this topic. Come on, guys. Come on. You know I'm doing a million things. I just had guests, my friends come over, and so we're gonna all hear about how it is to be single. Single and happy.
Oh, okay.
I can't be single and happy.
Get the guests involved. Let's hear from some of them and see what they feel about the topic.
Yes. Terry, how does it feel to be single? Oh, are you single? I don't even know. Are you single? Something like that? That was a good one. Okay. So are you single and happy? See, I have my two friends here. I have questioned if they are kind of, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know. But anyways, are you single and happy? Are you single and happy? Are you? So what makes you single? Now this is the woman, because I was going to ask the question. Is it likely for a man to be single and happy or a woman to be single and happy? You say both? Okay, everybody saying both. Okay, and that's what I think you can, but do you think it's more likely for a man in most cases or a woman that can say, well, I'm single and happy?
As a woman,
mm-hmm.
I would say women, only because around
women a lot. I can't speak for
the man.
Okay.
And so
you
are
to the second power. Oh, they said to the second power, single is that deal. I think he's right. Richard is laughing. I think so too. I think that being single is the deal. Because you know why? You know, I think it is. I think it's the freedom that being single brings. And unfortunately, relationships, it's almost automatic that it ties you down or kind of binds you in some kind of way. What? Go ahead. Yes.
Did you put the...
Listen, because you know what? I'm going to tell you, when you think about being single, single is the benefit. But when you talk about being in a relationship, people automatically think that you're about to be tied down. And typically people think that being in a relationship means that, okay, well, if the man or the woman wants to do X, Y, Z, that's not respect and appreciation enough to say, well, okay, you made this choice and I respect the choice that you made, and I'm not going to try to make you do it my kind of way. I respect the choice that you made, and we can move on. But that's not how relationships usually go. You know what? Now, my friend just said that the reason it's not like that is because it's not communicated like that in the beginning. What you think, Rich Sister?
I'm trying to hear, because, see, I can't hear what your friends are saying.
Yeah, no, no, that's what I'm telling you.
Tell me what they said.
That's what I just said. Said that most times the reason that it's uncomfortable or things are not appreciated is because it's not communicated like that in the beginning.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely.
That's true.
And Cannon, what were you saying? Now, this is a young man. He's in his 20s. Now, what do you think? What is your thought on this?
We need to hear him.
He said, people won't come out and say what they want. People, and that's true. Well, people are like scared to be honest. Because they're scared they're going to miss the opportunity. They don't want to be good.
Yeah, that's true.
Or rejected.
That's true.
And that's true, because you know what? If you can't be yourself, then that's not the person for you. You know, my brother said that one day. He said, you know what? I weaned through all the weeds in the beginning because I'm myself. He said, you know, men will go out on a date and open the door and do all of that stuff. When they know good and well, they're not opening that door. After a couple weeks, he said, I'm not going to open the door because that's just not what I'm going to do.
Can I read something?
Oh, yes, go ahead.
I want to read, and it's so funny. I got this sent in an email to me yesterday. It's like it was right on time. I just want to read this excerpt. It's from a piece called "Why Singles Need Joy and Peace Instead of
Why
Happiness."
Why singles need joy and peace
instead
of
happiness.
And guess what? We're going to be taking a break in about 5 minutes. We'll go right here, right there. Go right here.
Yeah, I'm just reading an excerpt, just an excerpt of this whole piece. But it's a question that they posed later in the article. It says, are joy and peace possible in today's world? Some singles are so used to being in a constant state of agitation that they can't imagine that joy and peace are even possible. They react to every problem with panic. They feel put upon as if God is punishing them. That's no way to live. Once you accept the truth that joy and peace are preferable, then you have to get out of the habit of going nutzoid every time you don't get your own way. For most of us singles, that's most of the time. That's not only a hard choice to make, it's hard work to make it happen. It requires much more than putting a smile on your face or cultivating an optimistic attitude. It takes real perseverance, forgiving yourself when you go back to your old ways, and understanding that you're not going to be able to do this on your own. Here we go. I'm done. That's just an excerpt of that little article. Like I said, I got it in an email just yesterday. And that's just so true. You're listening to a beat. You know, you think about that. Real perseverance in forgiving yourself. I mean, perseverance. That's what it takes. How can you live happy and single? It's perseverance in knowing that God is in control. He's got your back. And most importantly, he knows you. And he wants the best for you. And that definitely includes a mate. But you got to think about what the question posed. If you would have never, if it wasn't meant for you to have that mate, could you be single and happy for the rest of your life? And you can. You can. You can be fulfilled. You can.
You know what?
Go ahead.
No. You know what? We're enjoying the conversation on this subject. We're enjoying the conversation on this subject. And we're speaking of singles. We're having a singles night out tonight, so we're enjoying ourselves, and this is a great topic for us to discuss. So we're gonna be right back after this break. This is our last break for the evening, and we'll be right back. I'm enjoying my time, guys. I'm having a singles night, okay? We'll be right back with Rich Sister and I.
If you missed the J. Ryle Show, shame on you. Here's what you missed.
Would you be willing to come to Detroit?
Oh, but of course. Yes. But
awesome.
Do you know where I am? Do you know where I am?
No, I don't.
I'm sitting in the living room in Flint, Michigan.
In Flint, Michigan?
I'm in Flint, girl.
Girl, if we don't have lunch tomorrow, we can't. I'm having surgery. Listen, that's another topic. But then my sister's going to be mad.
No, she didn't.
See what you've been missing? The Jay Rouse Show, Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and on Saturday, 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on BTR Radio.
Welcome back. Our final break for the Ladies First Radio Show. Our topic tonight, Rich Sister, I love the topic. It was great, and I think it could definitely yield some provocative thoughts for individuals. Get yourself together before you try to align yourself with someone, because guess what? If you're not together, then the relationship won't be together. It's not about 50-50. Bring the whole of you to the table, and that way you can ensure a great outcome. And until you know yourself, how can you even accompany anyone else? Richard, so what do you have to say?
Yeah, just to continue to reiterate, hey, you got to be that whole and fulfilled and complete person within you. You can't look to others to make you happy. That's one of the most common mistakes. We look to somebody, we figure, okay, I have my other half. But no, anybody that comes into your life, it's an addition. It's a further addition to what you have in your wholeness to bring to the table. And this was just an awesome topic. Like I said, this was Mom's topic that she posed 2 weeks ago, and I just really wanted to just touch on it tonight because I felt it was a great topic to encourage singles out there.
Yes.
And I just think of course, the head of the network, Jay Ryle, and Mom's Little Adonis, and you, Dr. Princess, for just allowing me to just chime in where I fit in, and just I just really wanted to just talk about the topic tonight. So, you know.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
thank all of you for the opportunity. Because
yes,
I know it was about to be a rewind tonight. Another rewind
yes,
tonight,
it was.
But
let
I just
let me tell you, if it wasn't for Rick's sister, it was gonna be a rerun. Cause I was tell, I said, well,
yeah.
If Mom Sue was there, I'd do a rerun. And Rick's sister wasn't
yeah,
doing the topic, so
I just really wanted to talk about that topic. So I just thank all three of you for that opportunity. I really appreciate it.
No problem, no problem. And you know what? No matter what, happiness is you. We have to realize that happiness is, that's what we are. We're that all by ourselves. We're that in a bag of chips. It's up to us to discover and to so that we can capitalize on our own truth. Happiness is our truth. Love is our truth. Compassion is our truth. Appreciation is our truth. You have to spend time with you so that you can come into the knowledge of your true self so that you can be that wonderful, wonderful partner for somebody else. And I love you, Rich Sister. I thank you so much for tonight's topic and for just stepping up to the plate. Thank you so much, Rich Sister.
Oh, thank you. I mean, thank you, too. Like I said, thank all three of you. Jay Ryle, Mom's Little Donna Hughes. Just thank you for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.